As we look forward to the Grammy Awards tonight, we take a moment to consider the artistic skill of the mastering engineer. Mastering is the final stage in music production, where engineers tweak songs before mixing down the master recordings that'll be used to produce tracks for iTunes, Spotify, and CDs. Emily Lazar is one of those engineers. She's worked on thousands of songs and albums by the likes of Santana, Foo Fighters, and Vampire Weekend. She's also one of the few women mastering engineers. Allison McCabe has this profile.
In the early years of audio recording, musicians performed live in the studio, and their songs were captured directly onto a master disc.
Go back where you stayed last night. Get away from my door.
Today, the process is a little different.
I guess we'll never know.
Hey, you know, this mix sounds really good, but I think we should tweak the bottom a little bit and get a richer bass sound. What do you think?
Mastering engineer Emily Lazar is working with the Belgian pop band School Is Cool on the final mixing and mastering of its forthcoming album. She's tweaking the vocal for the song Envelop Me.
So when we EQ the vocal, we pick certain frequencies that we want to hear either more or less of. For example, in this song right now, in the raw mix, the lower frequencies of the low mids of the drums are kind of clouding up some of the other areas that we'd like to hear a little bit more of. Specifically right now, the lead vocal, we would like to have it a little bit more presence and intimacy, so that when you're listening on your headphones or in your own space, you feel like Johannes, the lead singer, is right there singing to you.
Singer Johannes Genard says those kinds of sonic adjustments are more than just sonic adjustments.
The mastering can bring to the foreground certain frequencies that we associate with certain emotions. Like certain frequencies convey more aggression or energy, and certain frequencies evoke depth. It's more like a psychological thing than a technical thing, I think.
Genard and Toon van Bylen flew in from Belgium to work with Lazar because Genard says they admired her work on Vampire Weekend's album Modern Vampires of the City, which is up this year for a Grammy.
I really like the sonic experience of listening to it. So when the time came to look at people we wanted to work with, I just put down the list of everybody who worked on that record. And we saw that Emily worked on mastering and mixing as well. And we love the fact that we can just be here while she's actually doing it and thinking of all the tweaks.
Mastering engineers often work alone, polishing several albums at once without artist involvement. But at Lazar's Greenwich Village studio, The Lodge, that's not the case.
For me, the best approach has to be a dialogue. It's the essential part of what I do.
Lazar points to a collaboration with Lou Reed on the mastering of a Best Of collection.
We really had a really wonderful time listening back to a lot of the music. And Lou hadn't initially planned to include the track New York City Man on this anthology. And when we were going through all the original analog masters, I heard the track come off the tape machine, and it was just amazing. And I looked at Lou and I said, Lou, how come this isn't on this? You are the New York City Man. And we both laughed, and it actually ended up making its way not only onto the compilation, but it became the title track.
New York City Man, you blink your eyes and I'll be gone.
The work was even more collaborative with Vampire Weekend. The band sent the first single from its 2008 self-titled debut album to several mastering engineers as a way of determining the best match. As guitarist and keyboard player Rostam Batmanglish explains.
I think Emily was the only one who sent back multiple versions of the song. She sent back six different versions. And there was one that I thought sounded better than all the rest. And so from there we made a decision to master the whole record with her.
I see a mansard roof through the trees. I see a salty message written in the eaves. The ground beneath my feet, the odd garbage and concrete. Now the tops of buildings, I can see them too.
Vampire Weekend's next two albums were also mastered by Lazar.
Often records are mastered within a day, but for us that hasn't been the case. And the past two Vampire Weekend records, Contra and Modern Vampires of the City, have actually been mastered over a multi-month period.
Sometimes they mastered directly from his laptop.
Got a little soul, the word is cold.
moving elements in the stereo image makes such a huge difference. Just like if you take the analogy of making a film, if someone is in a shot and they're further away from you, or they're more to the right or to the left in a movie, all those things are going to affect how you perceive their performance. And I think that with the way that we've worked recently with Emily at the Lodge, we have that control if we want it.
In the end, it's Emily Lazar's job to be a kind of bridge between musicians and listeners.
I have these three huge windows in my mastering studio that look out over Astor Place. And sometimes when I'm working, I look out the window. I see people walking around downtown with their headphones on. And I like to imagine that maybe they'll be listening to the stuff that I'm working on. I get so excited and tickled. It's kind of awesome to have been a part of something that's being broadcast out to the world in that way.
So the next time you listen to a song, think about the woman who might be behind the curtain. For NPR News, I'm Allison McCabe.
Mine was in tune with the boombox and Walkman. I was a horrible...
NPR's Linda Holmes and Stephen Thompson will be live blogging the Grammys tonight, starting at 7:45 Eastern. Join me in following along at npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.